Yeah, isn't he the guy that sang "Can't Get No Satisfaction"? Well, it sounds like he's trying to get it with Goji Berries. I wish him the best of luck. Now, you alluded to this, but Rachel, where do goji berries really come from?
Oh, well, goji berries really do grow all over the planet. They grow easily in many soils, and there are two main types of what we call the goji berry. Actually, goji is a made-up name, made up for Westerners. The name in China is goji, and it has been anglicized to goji. However, many English speakers know this berry as a wolfberry, and wolfberries have been around for many, many, many centuries. The actual Latin name is Lycium barbarum. However, there's another species as well called Lycium chinensis, which of course refers to China. Both types grow in China. However, there are at least 80 varieties of the Lycium barbarum, which has been shown to be more nutritious than the Lycium chinensis for the most part. So to say that they just come from one place is really not true. For example, in England, they grow wild all over the place and they're known as boxthorn. However, there is an area in China, and it's west of the Ningxia province, where the Yellow River passes through Gansu downstream toward Ningxia. And there is a substance called loess, which is an ancient rock, which is extremely fertile. And this rock is easily pulverized by wind. It's wind eroded into the river water, in this case, the Yellow River, where it's carried downstream as silt. The Yellow River is probably the most silt-laden body of water in the world, and that's why it got its name.
Well, that's interesting.
It really is. And this loess is finer than sand. It was formed 2 million years ago after the glaciation left it behind. It's really filled with minerals. This is unlike anywhere else on the planet.
So it's a really unique place to grow anything.
It's really unique. And this area is known as the Goji Belt because of the rich mineral-laden soil. Now, what happens to the Yellow River as it comes down laden with this rich, fertile silt is that it floods and it covers a large area. And in fact, the water itself weighs 37 kilograms for every cubic meter of water. That's the highest silt density measured anywhere in the world. So when it floods, it deposits this extremely mineral-rich silt all over the river's floodplains. And this is exactly where the wolfberry fields, that is the goji fields, and other crops as well, are grown and are renewed and fertilized. So this area is highly farmed because of this natural, rich mineral. They don't use pesticides or fertilizers there. They don't need to. It's so fertile.